Hi, this is a dictation for David Livingston, David Livingston. Date of birth is 10/28/1975. Date of service 7/1/2024. Date of accident 3/12/2024. Mr. David Livingston is presenting here at Advanced Pain Care for follow-up visit. Subsequent to the accident that happened on 3/12/2024 as a resident driver, where he was T-bone on the driver's side at an impact of around 45 to 50 miles an hour, leading to headaches. Some symptoms of TBI were reported initially, which included lack of focus and nausea only, but there was no taste problem, smell problem, and no vision problem or dizziness, vertigo. He had some pain in the left side at TMJ, which is slightly better now, although the headaches have lessened, and he says he's 30% better after doing physical therapy. Pains are lessened, much less than before. He's described that the pain level is between 6 to 8 at this time. Pain in the neck is still 9. The left shoulder pain is still 9. Left elbow is 8. Lower back pain is around 8 to 10. And he says that the back brace and elbow is not delivered yet due to the insurance problem. His spasm in the left trapezius and left quadratus lumborum continues. And walk is slightly painful, sitting is still painful. ADLs are affected 9. Can you review the records for the ADLs for the system review for additional issues, substance abuse, and for compliance history? Medications is tramadol, and physical examination, the blood pressure is 124/81, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 5/31/2024, dictation number 0704-003. Plan is to continue all the medications, which are Celebrex and 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day to relieve all the muscle spasm and relieve the pain, Ultram 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and pain relief. Lyrica is provided for further pain relief. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN is provided for headaches, and lidocaine ointment is provided. The patient has an ongoing severe pain, and hence we are ordering a MRI of the cervical spine without contrast, MRI of lumbar spine without contrast, and MRI of the left shoulder. Patient has been advised that he may benefit from an injection to the left carpal tunnel, to the median nerve block, left elbow for the medial and lateral epicondyle, left shoulder injection intra-articular, and to the supraspinatus, and left SI joint. The patient has not provided consent. He is still trying to do the conservative treatment with physical therapy and medication. He has been advised to soak himself in a warm water twice a day, pool exercises, as well as infrared and heat treatment, including lasers. So far, the patient is stable. He is going to continue his physical therapy 3 times per week in all the affected areas. And patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Disability continues for work, housework, and transportation. Thank you.